Republican Jeff Espick, Republicans' point person on the budget. You folks put out a news release this afternoon saying the budget does its job. Could you help us out with some of the details?
Well, first of all, we joined the Senate Republicans in a budget that we think the governor will also support, showing solidarity behind a budget that lives within its income, frankly, the income of the state of Indiana. I think more importantly, it lives within the income level that Hoosier families are experiencing right now. It's a budget that will not overspend what we have. It won't cause a tax increase. It prioritizes education and other things that are important. I think it's a good budget.
One of the things Democrats have always said about this particular budget plan is that schools get shortchanged, mainly because education, in some cases, flatlined and costs keep going up. Money goes, follows the students. Some districts are losing population, and by taking so much money away so quickly that schools in predominantly urban and also more rural areas that are losing population, they'll be hurt by this budget.
Well, I think the important thing to remember is that this budget spends all the money we have. There is no more money. There's a bare minimum prudent reserve at the end of the biennium. But no matter the quality of the issue, and no matter our priority, and our priority is education, the fact that marriage can't spend more than you got unless you're willing to raise taxes. And Republicans are not willing to raise taxes.
Democrats also push for a one-year budget plan. To the best of my knowledge, nothing's changed. You guys are asking for two. They're asking for one. Unless you can play King Solomon and make an 18-month budget contingent on the other 6 months, do you see that issue getting resolved?
Well, a one-year budget plan is just asking for another budget crisis less than 6 months from now, and I don't think Hoosier citizens nor taxpayers want that to happen. So we've been involved in this budget discussion for 6 months. 6 months from now, we start a new session. The idea of starting another whole budget discussion, spending more of the people's money because we're here, is just a terrible idea.
What about the contingency plan? Continuing resolution to fund the government for two more years. Senate Democrats offer one that would just fund for 30 days. The logic being that the argument against the two-year resolution, basically saying, what's the point? Just come back and say, we'll keep the current budget in place and then go from there.
Well, you know, frankly, ideally, we want to pass a new budget. But the worst thing that can happen is we have a shutdown of government. And that if we don't have a new budget by July 1, government shuts down. And that doesn't just mean some obscure government. That's the state parks closed, state employees won't be paid, highway workers won't work, mental health advocates and mental health, those who work with the mentally ill are not going to be there. Schools will not get paid. Universities won't know what kind of scholarship money they have. So no budget is a disaster. I prefer not to go on with a continuing resolution, but if that's the fallback position we must have, it's better than nothing.
Two peripheral inches before I let you go, Jeff, I got caught up in this plan. Charter schools and the Capital Improvement Board. How do those two formulas fit into this budget plan?
Well, the Capital Improvement Board is an important initiative to keep downtown Indianapolis, to keep Marion County, to keep Indiana growing economically. Convention business is big business. If we want Indiana and Indianapolis to be a first-class community, we've got to have a strong, vital downtown area, sports complex. So solving that issue is important to all Hoosiers, no matter who you are. It's certainly important to the workers and that have jobs, but it's important to all of us. So we need to solve that. The charter school issue, you know, charter schools are nothing more than public schools where parents have decided, I want to take my child out of a failing public school and put them in a charter school because it's better for them. That's the choice of families and parents. I think it's a great idea.
Do you think you guys be able to hammer out any sort of deal on charter so there's no cap or some limitations, or where do you see that going?
I would certainly hope so. You know, there is a cap on charter schools. That cap is when parents no longer want to seek an alternative for their child other than the public school system. And that's a natural cap. That's the kind of cap that ought to exist. It does exist currently, and we don't need an artificial cap.
All right. Jeff Espick. Jeff, so you think you guys will get out of here by next Tuesday?
I sure hope so.
Thanks, sir.